Welcome to Generation Annihilation here on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm the Foat, and I'm going to be with you for the next hour playing punk rock and assorted music to charge your hair and pogo to. So get stoked. I brought a lot of awesome stuff to play today. That was Appendix with Hora off of the Money Is Not My Currency LP kind of discography type thing. Great Finnish hardcore right there. A lot of shows are coming up that I'm going to announce. A lot of stuff happened last weekend that I missed out on because I was sick, but no big deal. One of the biggest things that I missed was Limperist playing a show in Portland, and most of the punks in Vancouver seem to have gone except for me, which is a bummer because they're a great live band. But I'm going to go back to their first EP, which came out in like almost 10 years ago here. So I'm going to play a song off that and keep going. So, yeah, stay tuned for the next hour. Rock and roll. Yeah.
become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts downtown at 212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, Heart and Soul Clothing Incorporated, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinema Tech, Scratch Records, True Value Vintage, Vinyl Records, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
That was Gentlemen of Horror, Kelowna, British Columbia's own, from way back in the day, I think like 1983 or something. Yeah, apparently they pressed very few of these records, and when they went to play a show in Vancouver, they took the Greyhound bus over here, and they left their entire box of 7-inches there. So there's some lucky Greyhound guy who has like 500 of these original records. But lucky for the rest of us, it got repressed a few years ago, and you can still find it. You might be able to find it at Scratch Records still, actually. Yeah, or just looking around on the internet, whatever. Let's talk about this set. First, we started things off with Limperist off their very first 7-inch with the song called What's Up With The Kids. After that, The Dicks with Hate The Police off the Hate The Police 7-inch. Then you heard The Lude from Seattle, back in another classic old 80s band with the song Kill Yourself. Pretty positive lyrics for such a awesome dreary day outside in Vancouver here. After that, you heard brand new Young Oppression, Kamloops own. They finally put out their record, which I guess it was supposed to be a 7-inch, but it came out as a one-sided LP on 45, which seems a little excessive, especially the fact that it doesn't even come with a record cover. That's kind of weird, I thought. But anyway, yeah, that's off Vancouver's own Moloch Records, Joshy from the Jolts, his label. So yeah, you can probably find that at Audio Pile or Scratch, one of the fine independent DIY record stores in town. So I played two songs off that LP. The first one was I Just Want to Die and Effortless. Yeah, more positive punk rock songs for this awesome rainy day. After Young Oppression, I played Personality Crisis, straight out of Winnipeg, another great classic band, with the song Mrs. Palmer off of the Creatures for a While reissue LP that came out on War on Music. And, of course, wrapping things up in that set was Gentlemen of Horror off the 5-song EP with the song Rich Kids. So moving on here, I'll maybe announce a few shows coming up. Today, there's a show at the Elf House. It's supposed to be outside, but probably not because of the rain, unless you want to see a bunch of hardcore bands get electrocuted, which I don't think will happen. Who's playing is Willing Feet from Winnipeg, and then Seta Sean from Winnipeg. I don't know, I can't pronounce this name. And Vancouver's own Sick Charade and Siren Songs, a brand new band featuring Lenny from Reprobates and Unfun and all that, and Nathan and Legs. So yeah, I'm excited to see that band. I haven't seen them yet. They've only played a couple shows, so yeah, you might want to go check that out at the Elf House. Also today, you might want to check out the Audio Pile's 9th anniversary. It's crazy to believe I've been going to that record store for 9 years and giving Jeff my hard-earned money. But yeah, it's all worth it because I get to go on the radio here and play you the songs on the records that I buy from them. So yeah, I was having a big sale, I guess 40% off all used CDs and LPs and 7-inches. So yeah, go down there and check it out. Say hi to them. Yeah, buy a record for me. Also, tomorrow, a bunch of stuff is going on. There's a record fair at the Biltmore Cabaret. You all know where that is, on Kingsway and Kingsway Broadway area. Yeah, there's a record fair there. I'm not too sure what to expect, but record fairs are always pretty fun, and you never know. Maybe you'll find a first pressing of the first SNFU LP or something. Also tomorrow, Chapel, Vancouver's own heavy metal alcoholics. They're playing a show with a bunch of heavy metal bands that I've never heard of. We got Bone Chalice, Ancient Obliteration, and Begrime Eximius. Probably a bunch of bands where you can't read the names of on a poster because they're probably brutal metal or something. Anyways, check that out. Chapel's really great. Take a lot of influence off Midnight and Motorhead and Venom, bands like that. And that'll be at the Anza Club, and it'll start at 8 p.m. I'm assuming $5 to $10, something like that. And it's also worth mentioning, Chapel's signed to a label called Invictus out of Ireland, and they're putting out their LP in September or October, so you want to check that out. Hopefully it'll be out in time for Distort Vancouver Fest. I'm sure Chapel will play a secret show around the fest, and you can pick up the LP and a few beers and hail Satan. What else do we have coming up? Oh yeah, Tuesday, I believe, July 20th, Fucked Up from Toronto is playing a free show at Fortune. Meh. And then July 26th, we got Fodder from Sacramento, great raw punk, Raw Nerves from Portland, and Total War playing the Elf House, probably outside unless it's raining like the rest of this summer has proved. And also, don't forget, at the end of the month, we got GHPR Fest, two-day camping extravaganza of punk and hardcore and alcohol abuse. So yeah, check that out. Look online to find out how to get there and all the bands that are playing. There's tons. It'll be great. Also, the next day there's two shows in one night, but I guess they're coordinated so they won't interfere with each other. First, the early show, it's with Nelt Rote from Portland, and Hedonist, Hagatha, and Radioactive Vomit. That's going to be an Antisocial. And after that, straight after that, at Garbage Mountain, there'll be Bloody Phoenix, Vile Horrendous, Oriole Bombardment from Portland, and What Shame from LA, and Vancouver's classic only crust band, Mass Grave. So yeah, that's a lot. That's on July 31st, so check all that out. I'm getting pretty sick of talking here, so let's play some hardcore punk, or just some punk in general. Another show I missed last week because I was sick was this band from Edmonton called Geister. And yeah, it's a bummer because the records are actually pretty good, and I heard they were really, really good live. They played at the Moon Tower with Spectres, and I can't even remember who else right now off the top of my head. It doesn't really matter because I was sitting at home sick watching crappy movies. So anyway, without further ado, here is Geister on CITR 101.9 FM.
Yeah! Hardcore stuff is just is fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
I'm your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday.
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
I'm CITR employee Brian Cochran. I planned a vacation at the end of July, only to realize that Battles are playing at the Rickshaw on Saturday the 23rd. Don't make the same mistake I did. Be at the Rickshaw to have your face melted and your mind blown when Battles tear through their amazing new Warp Records release, Gloss Drop. Advance tickets are available at Red Cat, Scratch, and High Life Records, as well as online at ticketweb.ca. Don't blow it like I did. Go see Battles July 23rd at the Rickshaw.
Space of it.
That was Gorilla Angrob from Denmark from a few years ago. The band's been broken up for a few years now, I think. This was going back to 2003 off their self-titled 7-inch on Feral Ward Records. Yeah, it's hard to believe that came out like 8 years ago. Time flies when you turn into an old punk. So, yeah, that was the song. Yeah, I'm not even going to try to pronounce it. I can't speak Danish, worth a damn. So you'll have to use your imagination there. Starting off the set was Geister from Edmonton, Alberta, with the song Nostalgia off of their brand new Nostalgia 7-inch. Just came out, I think, right before their tour started. A week and a half ago now, I guess, or was it a week ago? I think it was a week ago now they were here. And, of course, I missed it, which sucked. I missed them, Spectres, and Unlearn. Anyway, after I played Geister, I played Vancouver's own Spectres off the Last Days LP with the song called Romans. Yeah, great little post-punk, if you will, album. I definitely recommend getting it. I don't know what's wrong with everyone in Vancouver. I guess they haven't caught on to the genius of Spectres yet. Well, I wouldn't say genius, but you know what I mean. After Spectres, I played No Problem, another Edmonton band. Actually, the singer of No Problem happens to be the older brother of the singer from Geister. So how about that? A little punk rock family here in this set. I played the song Debts off of the Your Eyes 7-inch. It's a great 7-inch, but yeah, it doesn't match up to the perfection of their LP that just came out a few months ago. I love that album. And if you're a frequent listener of Generation Annihilation, then yeah, I'm sure you've probably either been loving hearing No Problem or are just sick to death of them. But either way, I'm going to keep playing them, so you can just saw it off. After No Problem, you heard Authorities with the song I Hate Cops off of the soundtrack for Trouble 7-inch EP, which is recently being reissued as well. And yeah, I guess they're all living up here in Vancouver now, and they're playing shows again. Rumor has it they will be playing Distort Vancouver Fest, which I'm really excited about. They didn't really get their get as much praise as they should have back in the day, so hopefully with the reissue of the 7-inch and them playing live and putting on an actual good show from what I hear, hopefully people will clue in and start digging the Authorities. And yeah, wrapping the set up was Gorilla Angrob from good old Denmark. Yeah, we're gonna switch gears here. I got a cassette demo recently. Annie hooked me up. It's the new band featuring Brian Hopper from Portland and Ethan from bands such as Guided Cradle, and he's playing in Hellshock now, and Dog Soldier, and just a regular band sled out there in Portland right now. And Brian Hopper, of course, you know from Hellshock and Detestation and a million other bands. Sounds pretty much exactly like you would think, except the singer sings in Spanish, which puts a different twist on it, I'd say. It makes it a little bit less generic sounding, I guess. Anyway, you be the judge. Check it out. Listen to it. This band is called Tarocal, and you're listening to CITR 101.9, Generation Annihilation. I'm the Foat. I forgot to mention, we only have 20 minutes left, but if you have a request, I'll try to squeeze it in. Give me a call at 604 UBCCITR. Give me a call. Here we go. Rock and roll. Yeah.
It's only a dream.
Power Chord, every Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Quit Kids out of Sweden with the song called Ultimate Idiot off the Besuket Vid Kruban LP. That's my lousy attempt at Swedish. And hopefully there's no Swedes out there listening, making fun of me out there. Because, yeah, I'm going to do that often. That was a very Scandinavian set I just played. We started things off the demo tape of Terrakal, a brand new band from Portland, Oregon. There was a song. This isn't in Finnish or Swedish. It's in Spanish. So I'm going to screw this one up, too. It's called Fronteras Banderas de Merda. All I get from that is this swear word. Yeah, I don't know exactly what that means. Anyways, after that, you heard Kakahata 77 from Finland, one of my favorite contemporary Finnish hardcore bands, with the song Radas on Pizikusi or something. Yeah, I don't know. I told you, man, my Finnish, my Swedish, and my Spanish is not up to par. After Kakahata 77, you heard Llama with the song called Tanum Kotana. They just reissued their LP. I don't know what label it's on. I don't really know where you can find it. I guess Todd Carter from the band Unlearn has it in his distro. So maybe go to an Unlearn show and hopefully he'll have it there and you can buy it for $10 or something, because that's one of the most classic hardcore records of all time in the world, I'd say. After that, another one of my favorite bands, Herattis, with the song El Satana, off of the LP 12-inch. that came out. It's two different recording sessions. That one's the later era. I think it was recorded in 2008, 2009, maybe. After that was the Mighty Wheat Kids, as I mentioned before. So yeah, I only got about 7 minutes left, so I'm going to make this count. I'm going to play some more kind of poppier stuff. Here's Rick Agnew off of his solo record. Check it out.
Society, anxiety. all down.
Welcome to Power Chord. I'm Metal Ron.
And the Mistress of Metal. I haven't done a show for, almost 2 months now, and I'm missing it like crazy. So here I am, going to play some hard tunes for you guys today.
Yeah, it's funny. It just sort of gets under your skin, you know? You miss it and got to come back. That's why I'm back, I guess, after all this time. Well, I guess a bit of good news, a bit of bad news happened this week. I'll start with... I guess the good news, after all these years waiting and waiting, it's maybe not that long, but we've been anxiously waiting for the New Testament album. They now have a title for it. So that's really good news because that means it's in its final stages. It's going to be called Dark Roots of the Earth, and they're going to be doing a tour, trying to remember all the bands. I think it's Anthrax, Overkill, and Death Angel in October. So... whether or not they come out to the West Coast, keep our fingers crossed. But man, that'll be an awesome bill if that happens. Now, I guess the bad news.
Bad news is Michael Wurzel Burstyn passed away earlier. And it was on July 9th that he passed away.
Yeah.
So sadly, he was the original guitarist for Motorhead.
Or one of them.
He stood out among... most of them.
Yeah, it was when Lemmy decided that he couldn't decide between two guitarists to pick to replace Eddie, and he actually decided on both of them. And of course, he kept one, but Wurzel did play on six albums, and yeah, real shame.
So the six albums are No Remorse, Orgasmatron, Rock and Roll, No Sleep at All, and The Birthday Party.
Yeah.
Those were the six he played on.
Yeah, The Birthday Party being the live album anniversary show.
And he died at 61, still too young to pass away, but, I mean, at least it wasn't younger than that.
Yeah, and I guess Lemmy was saying that he was knocking down.